she says.
Oh,
she
really?
pronounces her words plain. And the last teacher I went to, she'd say, would be spelling, here in spelling class. Mm-hmm. She'd say, Annie. I said, ma'am. Her name was Annie, too.
Oh.
And she'd say, Annie. I said, ma'am. She'd say, spelling word. She said, how do you pronounce that? She said, I can pronounce it, but I don't pronounce it plain like you do. Said, pronounce that. Said, I know what it is. And I'd pronounce it for the children. And she said, and I spell it in syllables and get it right. And then they said, well, if you told me to spell it that way at first, I could have spelled it, but the way you pronounced it, I didn't even understand the word either, Miss Annie.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times she'd say, I spell a word and said, Annie, tell the class what that is. Said, I know it, but I can't pronounce it as plain as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, you spell it.
Now, again, because I don't think the tape got, a man on the stage would be an actor, so a woman would be...
An actress. Mm-hmm.
And, now, your nationality, anybody born in this country would be...
American.
Mm-hmm. And your race would be... You call your skin color, you call yourself...
Mm-hmm. White.
What about, talking about white people who are just... real lazy and won't ever work, kind of good for nothing. What do you call people like that? What do people call people?
Tramps. Well, they won't work, they, you know, just tramp around and just don't care.
Did they ever call them trash?
Well, yes, too. That goes in the same category, but somebody that is smart, you know, and will work, but still they go with trashy people and got no principle and no care and no respect for nobody. That's what my parents used to say, called trash. She said, you're not going with them kind of people. I said, well, Mama, they're poor, they can't help it, they need help. Well, you don't need to help them. I said, well, why don't I need to help them? That was funny to me. She had a different attitude of people like that that had less than I did. Little children going to school, no food, you know, cornbread in the bottom of their bucket and molasses and grease poured in there to eat. They just stop in that bucket and eat their lunch. And me sitting out yonder with plenty and other children with plenty and them little sharecropper children. And I said, now, Mama, don't them kind of people need help? She said, well, yes, I guess they do in a way, but that's what you call trash. I said, no, Mama. I said, them people work hard. But I said, the big man takes their food and their money away from them. And I said, they need help. I said, yes, I'm going to put some more lunch in my bucket, in my basket. No, she said, you don't do that. That ain't right. And I slipped something in there anyway. And I'd see them little children and I'd give them part of my lunch. And I'd take enough for me and them both. Now, was I wrong?
No, I don't think
and
so.
And the other children at school, like me, they'd snub them.
Uh-huh.
And the children would snub them and make them feel bad. And I wouldn't. I would mingle with them. I'd talk to them. I'd play with them. I'd treat them right. And they just loved me to death. And them others would say, what do you want to fool that old trash for? You want to do this for? And there was my brother-in-law taking bread out of them little children's mouths. Now, my brother-in-law doing that. Big farmers, you know, and these were little sharecroppers on his place. And them children just loved me, and the rest of the kids didn't know nothing about it. What do you want to fool that old trash for?
Well,
I said, wait a minute, one of these days, you're going to walk up and ask that old trash for a favor. You just wait and see. You just wait and see. I said, just be careful what you're doing.